Chapter 5. Tanzin. Soon Cedric and Zelda left the boat and started walking around the lake. Zelda knew the forest around the lake very well. She also knew the dangers of the forest, especially at night. The area was full of wild animals, and there were stories of giants and dragons there. Travellers sometimes died mysteriously in the forest, and because of this, Zelda didn't want to sleep there. "I've got an uncle and he lives near here," she told Cedric. "Maybe we can stay with him tonight." They walked and talked about their lives. Soon they were hungry, and they sat down near a river to eat. "I've got some bread and meat. We can eat that," said Zelda. They sat down and ate their food in silence. "You're very quiet," Zelda said. "What are you thinking about?"
"I'm thinking about my family," Cedric answered. "I don't know anything about them. A few days ago, I saw an image of my father with a sword in his chest. Who killed him? Was it my other grandfather, the Dark Wizard? I must know."
"I've got an idea," said Zelda excitedly. "I know a wise wizard. His name is Tanzin, and he lives near here. Let's go and see him. He'll answer all your questions."
"But is he a good man?" asked Cedric. "Can I believe him?"
"Yes, he's a good man," said Zelda. "My mother visited him a few months ago. He said to her, 'Soon, your daughter will go on a long journey. The journey will be dangerous, and she will fight many battles. But don't worry, the journey will bring her happiness, and it will also bring great happiness to a lot of people.'"
"Was he talking about this journey with me?" asked Cedric.
"Yes, I'm sure he was," said Zelda. "Do you want to hear his story?"
"Of course," Cedric answered. "You know a lot of interesting stories."
"Long ago, a wise lady lived in a cave in this forest," Zelda said. "She had two sons called Griffin and Tanzin. Griffin was very ugly and nobody liked him, so his mother decided to make him wise. She heated a cauldron of knowledge for a year and a day. On the last day, there were three drops of knowledge in the cauldron. Knowledge of the past, the present, and the future. But on that day, Tanzin drank the liquid, not Griffin. From that moment, Tanzin knew the secrets of the past, the present, and the future."
"So I can ask him about my past and my future. He can answer all my questions," said Cedric. "Let's see him immediately. Come on, Zelda, let's go."
"I'm very tired," said Zelda. "You go, and I'll stay here and wait for you."
"But I can't leave you here in the forest," said Cedric. "It's dangerous."
"I'm not frightened of the forest in the day, only at night," said Zelda. "Tanzin lives near here, and you'll be back before night."
"I'll give you the harp," said Cedric. "Then I know you'll be safe. Play the harp if you're in danger. When you play it, you can ask for any wish and it will come true."
"Now I understand. This harp transformed the dragon into a mouse," said Zelda. "That was your wish, and it came true."
"Yes, exactly," answered Cedric. "Now I must go. But Zelda, there's one thing to remember about the harp. If you ask the harp to make somebody die, you will die."
"Thank you. I'll remember that. Now go, and don't worry about me. I'll be safe here with your harp," said Zelda,
and she put the harp into her bag. Then she said goodbye to Cedric. The sun shone through the trees, and Zelda wasn't frightened. She was very tired, so she tied the bag with the harp to her clothes. Then she lay down on the grass, and soon she went to sleep.
Cedric walked through the forest and soon he found a cave. A man with red hair and a beard was sitting on a rock outside the cave. The man looked into Cedric's eyes and he saw everything that was in Cedric's head.
"Hello, Cedric," he said.
"How do you know my name?" asked Cedric.
"I don't just know your name. I know everything about you. I know your past, your present, and your future," said the man. And he laughed. It was a kind laugh, and Cedric liked him immediately.
"So, you're Tanzin," said Cedric. "I've got a lot of questions to ask you."
Tanzin looked at Cedric, and suddenly Cedric saw a bright light around the wise man's head. Finally, Tanzin spoke.
"I'll tell you the future, but I won't tell you your past. Your grandfather, Zanzida, will tell you about your past," he said.
"Can you tell me one thing about the past?" asked Cedric. "Who killed my father?"
"Your grandfather must tell you that, not me," said Tanzin. "Be patient. You'll know everything later. You've got 3 more strangers to meet before you get to the castle of your grandfather, the Dark Wizard. Your journey will take you into the underworld."
"Will the harp help me on my journey?" asked Cedric.
"Yes, Cedric," answered Tanzin. "The harp will help you, and so will this."
He took a sword from the ground and gave it to Cedric.
"This sword will help you to complete the first mission. It's a magic sword. The blade of the sword kills, but the handle resuscitates a dead person."
Cedric took the sword and he touched the blade. Again, he felt the strong pain in his chest and the same image appeared before his eyes. He saw his father with the sword in his chest. Cedric dropped the sword. "This sword killed my father," he shouted. "I'm sure of that, but I don't know why."
"Yes," said Tanzin in a very serious voice. "This sword killed your father, but it will protect you and the one you love."
"Be brave, Cedric. The future is dangerous, and your mission is not an easy one. Take the sword. Believe me, it will help you." Cedric looked into Tanzin's magical eyes and he felt better. He believed this man. Quickly, he took the sword from the ground.
"Now go," said Tanzin. "Somebody needs you."
Cedric thanked Tanzin. "Is Tanzin talking about Zelda?" he thought. "Maybe she's in danger." Then he ran back to the forest to find her.